Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, America. Welcome to our morning show here at the Mansions on Park Row. We are located at 2700 West Park Row Drive here in Pantego, Texas, and our zip code is 76013. So we just like to say good morning, America, and we pray that you guys are having a tremendously splendid day, because we surely are. My name is Marlo Mosey, and I am your host, and we have the most amazing co-host today, and I'm so excited to introduce Miss Kimberly Singer. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm so excited to be here.
I know, right? It's just such a great day, and we are going to have such a splendid time in our part two portion of the Virtuous Woman's Mindset. But we're also going to talk about the atmosphere of mothers and Mother's Day, and how we can just kind of hear what Kim has to say about loving on these beautiful, virtuous women for this season. So we're going to kind of be mindful of who we are and how we can pretty much, saturate the atmosphere in the spirit of love. So I would just like to once again say good morning to the world today, and also motivate our listeners to feel free to call in. And our call-in number is 646-668-2247. That's 646-668-2247. So listen, ladies and gents, I just hope that you guys were able to listen to our part one of the teaching on the Virtuous Woman's Mindset. And I encourage you, if you have not, to be able to go back and kind of listen to the show in those portions and the portions before that has led us up to this topic. So we're going to conclude today with that portion of the mindset, and just kind of like hear what Kim's feelings, thoughts, ideas, and suggestions are as the virtuous woman that she represents today in all entities of her life. But most definitely, we're going to talk about true balance therapeutic massage today, Kim.
Awesome. I'm always happy to talk about the business and what we're able to do to help people and mothers just to be the best that they can be and feel the best that they can feel. So I'm just excited to be here this morning.
Well, we're excited as well. And we want to kind of touch base on what the virtuous woman's mindset is and kind of go back and revisit the true definition of being virtuous. And the main thing that I would love for us women to understand is the strength that we have and how powerful we are. And that's what virtuous is. It's just the strength, efficiency, and ability of who we are to be able to function in every entity of our lives. But even on a better note, we are also women of wisdom, women of honor, strength, rejoices, kindness, fears the Lord, being noble, providers, industrious, blessed, and dignity. Okay, so those are all powerful points of who we are and how we can pull those things out of us. But we are going to go to commercial this morning and continue to listen to Miss Asava, who is definitely a virtuous woman. And hopefully by next month we will have some new tunes for you guys to kind of listen to. But we're going to enjoy Asava and see what she has to say in her sweet escape.
Thank you.
weeks of my mind, wanting you to take this trip with me.
Today, and I'm just so excited about what the Lord has on her heart as well to share as we kind of get into the meat of what God is talking about today in the virtuous woman's mindset. So, of course, we're coming out of the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 31, and we kind of, in our first session, went through Proverbs 10 through 18, so we're going to kind of pick up on 18 where we kind of left off and kind of just soar into that today. And Proverbs 31 and 18 reads, "She perceiveth that she is a merchant, and her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night." And as we were listening to the Lord teach on that last week, it's like all the things that we have are in our hands. That's pretty much what this word is saying to us as far as women. And I don't know why we've always referenced to this as men being the ones to bring home the goods, the money, but the Bible is telling us here in Proverbs 31 that as women, it is all about our hands and everything that we touch that makes our merchandise and everything that we have good. Even at night when we rest and sleep, our candle does not go out at night. And I thought that was so amazing. But we're going to kind of touch a little bit on the revelation of what we all kind of got out of verses 10 through 18. So, Kim, I know you went back and you kind of chimed into the teaching. So, can you kind of share your revelation on that?
Yeah, well, for me, when I think about virtuous woman and, you know, I think about my mother. I think about my grandmother.
Yeah.
You know, and what the foundations that they laid down for me to be a better person,
yeah,
and continuously look to becoming a better person, and, you know, having that relationship with Jesus, you know, will continually guide you in that direction,
mm-hmm,
you know, but it's a daily thing, so it's a daily growth, and not everybody has that foundation of a, you know, a mother or grandmother who gave them that strong foundation. So, you know, for me, it was just like, you know, you meet people every day, and some of those people may or may not have had that foundation.
Right.
So you have to be a blessing to this, people. You have to be, you know, a constant
mm-hmm.
in their life, you know. So it's just living your life where you're constant for someone else that's going to come along, you know, and just be there for that person to help them cross over to that next
place
of understanding and growth.
That is so true. And, you know, as I listen to you talk about that, we always try to encourage people, but today it's really trying to encourage the women of the world today, that whatever you go through in life, it's never about you. You know, it's always about someone else. And what's so amazing about your revelation is going into the conclusion of this, where it talks about, as a virtuous woman, how I'm just going to kind of read 19 and tell you what it says here. She layeth her hands to the spindle. And that word spindle, it's like a rod that's used to kind of twist and twine the threads, which is like the wool and flax that she does. But it says that she does that, and her hands hold to the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reacheth forth her hand to the needy. And that is exactly what you just said. That is exactly what you just said. Yeah. Okay. That's amazing. And that is why when you get into it and you have the ear to hear, God will give you full revelation. And we hadn't even proceeded to go into the, you know, conclusion part of what he's saying. But for him to put that on in your heart, to be able to express that to the women today, that's amazing. So that is, when you're lined up like that, you have the ear to hear. And being all that you can be, because you totally represent the kingdom. You're a kingdom woman. You're an incredible mother. And everything that your hand touched, because we all, of course, work by our hands. But I can truly say that you and your essence of being in the marketplace and your business, it's all in your hands, healing. You know, I mean, it's just so deep, the things that you do. I mean, you go in all the way, all of your energy is absorbed into the other person, and that is your intent in your business, is to flow for what you have into that next person, to give them freedom, make them feel calm. That's amazing. And it's all by the hand. So, of course, you do that in your business, but then to know that you have the responsibility of encouraging, you know, just being a present help for that woman. And then I know you do men too, you know, but at the same portion, being the virtuous woman, you have the ability, which is your strength ability. Okay. And all of that this word says that you are. And that is why I'm so glad to have you here today, because of the strength and the things that you have that you can express to women that are kind of struggling, you know, because like you say, it's more than likely women that have not had the foundation, you know, of the background of the grandmother and the mother, you know, and that's why we have to be pillars, you know, in the land today to hold other women up. And, you know, whether it be women, young girls, you know, and I see that new place that we are going into with the younger generation, you know, to be able to teach, well, be part of what God has called us in this season, to be just more than pillars, but and to teach them, and where it says in 10, to go all the way back to the beginning of the teaching, where it says that we are far more than, okay? Mm-hmm. Far more than rubies. And some translations, depending on what you're reading today, listeners, it could be diamonds. So to me, when God said that to me, because I related that on a personal, mm-hmm. you know. So, yeah, you know, we talked about how we love the bling. So he's already saying that we are the bling of the earth. That's what he said. So Kim, you blinged it out today because you got the bling clothes on. Okay, yeah. You're just totally representing. You feel like that, especially when you hear God say you're far more than.
Right.
So that kind of got me in trouble last week, but I'm not going to share that with America yet. I have to get permission from my husband to share that, because it did. It really did, because I was on that cloud. I was really flowing, and in that, the Lord was really teaching me how to still balance out the natural, because I resonate a lot in the supernatural. So when I come down, I'll be like a warrior. Okay, I do. And Mom would be looking at me like, you need to chill out, okay? like Anthony, remember the teaching you did when you talked about the cake and the S on the cake? That's the how I be feeling, okay? It's just amazing, though. But when you get into the word in it, and it's like, to me, plugging into a light switch.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you plug the light in or you hit the thing you turn on? Or even if you light a lighter, you know, and the fire comes. That's totally how I feel. And I know that I can be a very animated person, but that's just me.
Well, and that's the key, getting into the word, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we can talk about what we know of the word and the foundation that we've got from, you know, past generations, but until we actually get into the word ourselves, you know, or someone that, you know, needs to get into the word, actually do it for themselves.
Yeah.
That's the beginning of, you know, all things new.
That's it. Wow. Well, you know, I don't know if you know this or not, but listen, it's so amazing that you said that, because that is, we're going to go back into our announcements with that. We're going to conclude it, but I have to interject where it's, the atmosphere is right, wide open. That is going to be our new wine teaching. It's a new beginning. And then what's even more amazing is we do have the representation of the butterflies, and that came in today. Yeah, they didn't even know. This, you know, this lady brought in butterflies for us today, and for Mother's Day, and she didn't know that that's going to be our teaching on in our empowerment group, the new beginning. So you are way more on point than you think you are spiritually. Please believe me. So I just want to encourage you in that and to know that. Okay. You're very welcome, kid. Okay. So God is good, everybody, and we just want to encourage our callers to call in. And our call-in number is 646, that is 668-2247. That's 646-668-2247. And we're going to go to our commercial break. And, of course, we are listening to Asaba today, such an amazing young lady. We had a great time listening to her live this past week at our White Affair. So I just encourage everyone to go on and, you know, to iTunes and just kind of pick up some of her music and enjoy yourself. And let's see what Asaba has to say in her Foolish today. We'll be right back.
Here with me, but you're
promise me when the morning comes, you walk right out of my heart. Can you promise me when the morning comes, I won't miss you so much?
Show here at the Mansions on Park Row, and we are located at 2700 West Park Row Drive. That's Pantego, Texas, 76013. And I'm just so excited about today. I did forget to mention the weather. It's a beautiful day here in Pantego, or just the DFW area here in Pantego. And I'm just so grateful to the Lord for just sending the rain that He sent, and just looking at the beautiful trees and the flowers and all those things that He's created. So we have a sunshiny day today, and we just thank the Lord for that today, and that it's not raining today, even though we thank Him for the rain, but okay. So just excited about that, and we're going to get even more into our teaching here, and I believe we kind of left off at 20, so we're going to kind of roll into that where it says, she stretches out her hand to the poor, and yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her husbands are clothed with scarlet. And that within itself is talking about scarlet in that time, and still in this time, but it was most urgent. It's just a certain dye that was used by the Egyptians from the shellfish. That's where they got the color from. It makes the garments that were here. It says she did the spindle and the distaff, which that's completing the fabric. And then it talks about how she goes back and how she colors it and where she gets the color from. I mean, this word is so detailed, you know, and using the resources that they had. And in the rich colors, the scarlet is more like crimson, reds, and purples. By the way, those are my most favorite colors. Mm-hmm. Just if y'all didn't know, I want y'all to know. America. Okay. They are in how royal they are. And that's the reason that they're royal is because when you wore those type of colors, that you were women of dignity, you know, and you had honor, you know, because of how you represented, you know. And it was pretty expensive, too, you know, because that was how she made her money, you know. So we're going to kind of, like, open that up and we have been, like, talking in the commercial times in America, so we don't want y'all to miss out on what we were talking about. And Kim had made an incredible notion of something that totally she could relate to in our last week's teaching. So that's why I encourage you guys to go back and listen to part one of this teaching. And you want to kind of elaborate a little bit on that, some of the things that Anthony talked about?
Well, you know, I think she just mentioned how, and she'll probably be able to elaborate a little bit better than I can, on, you know, how upon getting deeper into the Word and the relationship with Jesus, that she was able to love herself. And once she was able to love herself, that's when she started seeing the changes and things happening in her life. So,
yeah, most definitely. Because I don't, you know, sometimes I didn't understand where, like, the low self-esteem or fear. So anytime you say you're shy, that the base of that is fear, not being able to or refusing to express yourself and or speak up for yourself. Mm-hmm. can't really go into why or what when that happened in my life as a child or growing up. But anyway, when I came and started studying for myself, now I was raised up in the church. My grandfather, pastor of a church, mm-hmm. and, you know, all my uncles, pastors, you know, things like that. And I can remember I was in my early 20s is when I came to,
yes.
you know, that, oh, my goodness, and listening to the word and having them say, wait a minute, I want that for myself, you know, and discovering who I am in him when I started reading and studying for myself. You know, it was more than just, oh, that's just the Bible. It's something that you, you know, just for church only.
Right, right.
Type of thing. And that discovery was powerful. And in that, you know, we talked about, you know, coming into reading the word and also the revelation that you get, let's say, line upon line, precept upon precept. I mean, the words just jump out at you, and then you're like, what?
Yeah.
And, for it to be so personal,
yeah.
written so long ago,
yeah.
and you can really start to, oh, my gosh, this mm-hmm. is for me. This
yeah.
is about me.
Isn't that
oh,
amazing?
My goodness, yes.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
And, Kim, you kind of touched a little bit on that testimony of last week about how you have the heart for the young people, you know, to be able to hear their heartbeat, you know, and how to lead and guide them into all truth. And that's one great thing about this word is that you have that, and we're going to continue to pray that the Lord continue to open doors for you in that arena because that's your heartbeat. And you'd be able to just, you know, be confident in that and flow in it and, you know, just take it by force, you know. So we're here. We will pillar you in that place, you know, but just listen to your heart.
Yeah.
That's so amazing because, you know, when you grow up in the church, especially when you have that PK, you know, persona, you know, a lot of times kids feel left out. And this probably don't have nothing to do with the virtuous, but it was part of the process of becoming virtuous. You had that root, like what Edson was talking about, the foundation, but seemingly you was not taught how to function in it. You know, it was like a law,
mm-hmm.
a rule.
A fear thing.
Yeah.
You
know.
Like up there,
yeah.
you got this big old hammer waiting for you to do something.
Yeah.
Just so you can hit you on top
yeah.
of the head or cause you to, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it was always, God's going to strike you there.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You're like, what?
It wasn't that relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. But see, that's the thing about the law, and that's why people have to understand that that was all they had then because they didn't have the perfect sacrifice because, you know, back then they used the sacrifice for animals,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's when Jesus came. He was the perfect sacrifice for us, and from that time until the cross, that's when grace came was after the cross.
Mm-hmm.
So the law pretty much was like as he was saying, you can't do this. It was a place where the enemy could remind us of everything we could not do. And then when Christ came, he reminds us of everything we can do, you know, and
right.
do it in liberty
yeah.
and be free to be all that we can be.
Right.
But back to the base of that where she was saying that, you know, of course her grandfather was a pastor and so on and so forth. Well, my children are pre-K children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, PK children,
mm-hmm.
their dad's a minister, you know, their mom, they've always known that, even though we had a lot of struggle in that, you know. But that was the mandate on our lives, even though we're doing that separately, but we're still doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why ministry is so important that it starts at home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, because people want to go out and be all they can be in the church, and, you know, and you have children at home that are crying out. You know, I'm lost, and,
yeah.
you know, they have all these rules and mandates they have to live up to, but then they have
mm-hmm.
no freedom.
Right.
So it's like imprisonment for
right.
them, and that's what we have to be mindful. So I thank God for us being able to touch on this base, so
mm-hmm.
it's obvious that someone out there is listening that really needs to hear the death of the children,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Uh-oh.
I see you, Kim. I see you, girl.
What's that, girl?
You know, it's like, yeah. I was like, wow.
because that's just resonates with me so much that, you know, in talking about the scripture, especially the verse you just read about the colors and the fabric and all of that, you know, the words that come to mind is, you know, the fabric of your life.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
What is the fabric of your life?
Come on now.
You know, what do you want that to say about you? You know, the colors, the texture, everything that you put into, you know, the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is that going to say about, you know, your life or you know, about how you lived for Jesus?
That's right.
Know? And so that's just that.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
That's why it is a passage in the Word. I know when my dad passed away, we made sure that we kind of put that with him that says, let your work speak for you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, so you, a lot of times you don't have to say nothing, and it's all about how we represent. And that's what this word is so amazingly tangible about. It's teaching us how to be virtuous women and walking it out every day and representing the kingdom and still be wonderful, powerful, beautiful, sexy. Can I say that really?
Okay.
Because we are who we are, you know, and we don't have to all cover up and be looking like Girl Hilda.
Right.
Okay, we can be fabulous. And all of that because people will box you in. You know, we talked about that teaching a couple, maybe about a month ago, the box living. You know, and how people will put you in a box. And then you're trying to live up to their expectations instead of hearing what God is saying about you. Because, people is in trouble now that I know that I'm far more. That's the rubies and diamonds.
Yep.
Come on. No, I'm serious. I mean, that just like, that you talking like the lighter. That was like, I just like went to, I mean, I believe I jumped dimension when that word really spoke to my spirit, you know, because I think, and to me personally, I've always had to like taper back. I think I was talking to you about this, Angie, the other day. Because women always have looked at me some type of way, you know, and I think it's because I was always animated, always confident, you know, it talks about that, the strength, the capability, you know, all of that. I've always had that, and then, you know, I think that's why I have, like, such a big sense of humor, because I try to break some of that off to where I don't come so strong, you know, but the Lord is telling me, stop making excuses for who you are. That's who you are. You know, and you can be all of that because I created you to be all of that, you know, and we have to know that we're the salt of the earth.
Right.
So that flavor that we are, I'm just going to bring it. That's all I know to say, okay?
You know, it's funny. When we find it hard to connect with other people, it's because we're trying to be something that
we're not.
You know, and we see other people in their true selves that are able to just connect with anybody, everybody, and you're always like, wow, I wish I could be that. Well, you can't.
Yeah.
But you have to learn how to be who you were created to be.
That's right.
And let go of all of that box.
Yeah.
Put you under this dome. You can't do this. You can't do that. This is how you need to act. This is how you need to walk.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we all deal with that.
Yeah. And that's amazing to know that, you know, if we three here, which is, y'all know anytime I see, you know, I deal with numbers.
Okay.
We see the three, that's the Trinity. So, I mean, that's extreme power when you have three powerful women on a panel talking about the king. Hello! That is like, I mean, you know, that's why when the word says that we're, you know, the kingdom suffered violence and the violence taken by force. And a lot of times the force is just the power behind what we have to say and how we speak into people, you know, like what you were saying earlier. It's so efficient and it's so important. And we have to also watch our tongues and be very careful. But it says that even in this word here, so we're going to read a little bit more. Okay, Kim and Anthony, oh, by the way, Anthony is here. She was trying to be behind the scenes and do a good show, but it's kind of hard, okay? So I'm just so glad that you're here today, Anthony, but you're always here, so we just thank the Lord for that. So this is what's amazing here, where we got into the scarlet and the colors and the crimson and all of that. So here it says that, she maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. So she was like this woman that, I mean, she was like, almost like, that's why I said this reminds me of you, Anthony. You know, she was like a designer. Yeah.
She was a designer.
She was.
And she, but the thing about her, she would go make the fabric. Today, we the fabric is already made. You know, we go and buy it. That's what makes this so extraordinary, when it talks about her assignments every morning. And she, we kind of go back a little bit where it says that everything that her hands touched was good.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's why her candle didn't go out at night, because she could wake up the next day and just have everything prepared and be looking fly.
Yes, indeed.
Every day. And then now it kind of is going to break it down about her husband. So we're going to hear what the Lord has to say about that. Okay, here it says, her husband is known in the gates where he sitteth among the elders of the land. And back in those days, that's where everything took place, was outside at the gate, right before you enter into the city or that little community. That's where people sat, and all the commotion was talked about, and that's where you learned about everything going on, was at the gate.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you know, if this man is sitting at the gate with the elders, they see his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And they talking about, man, she got it going on.
Right.
Okay. How you get up, man? So he seems so confident and so proud to have her, because she's busy, she's productive, you know. I mean, back then, this looked like to me, he just hanging out.
Yep.
That's what they're saying. He just hanging out talking to his homeboy. Yeah, about, you know, they wanted to. Yes. And that's so amazing. So a lot of times, of course, the man is supposed to lead and to take care, but it's really that woman that's got it all together. That's true.
Yeah.
You know, so people have, once again, almost tried to box us in as women, make it seem like we're just there to have children, cook.
Oh, yes.
I mean, we have to do that, too, but we're far more than that.
Yes, yes.
Okay? Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
So, Kim, what do you feel about that?
You know, I'm just, I don't know. I'm just, I'm at a loss for words.
Yeah.
You know, I'm at a loss for words. It's just so many things. You know, in this word that has touched home.
Wow.
You know, that I'm going to have to go to the war room.
Okay.
Hello.
That is so,
really,
yeah.
A little deeper
into
some of this as well, but it's just, you know, for me, you know, for the listener out there, you know, I think just, you know,
make that connection.
Yeah.
You know, develop those, that relationship and grow.
Isn't that amazing?
You know, we just have to do what we have to do while we're here.
Yeah.
You know, tomorrow's not promised.
Come,
ooh. You know, girl, I'm a windmill now.
And that is, that's really the antidote to love. That total connection is because you need to be all you can be today.
Today.
You know, so, and that, in that, you have to have a servant mentality. You know, you have to want to be able to serve people, and that's love, because love is an action word. Because people say all day, I love you, but really? Really.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't even have to say nothing, just be it, you know, and represent that spirit of love. That's why the word calls it the fruits of the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the fruit of it all, you know. And then also the word says that love covers a multitude, so it covers everything. So that's what I love about the mansion on Park Row and this complex of women and how we come together. And really, because I just thank God for, I don't know if I would have been able to receive this in my 20s or 30s. You know what I'm saying? At that place. So that's the women that we're speaking to today, the women that kind of struggle in that place of embracing, first of all, like we were talking earlier, who they are.
Yeah.
Just who you are in that individual place. And then once you're confident in that, you can allow yourself to flow amongst other women and not feel some type of way, or even allow them to make you feel some type of way, you know, because women are pretty good at that. Okay. They really, really are. So this word is so amazing, and we're going to try to get through this and kind of see, oh, yeah, come on. Okay. So in this, it talks about her husband, but it also says strengthen or honor are her clothing.
Yeah.
Okay. And she shall rejoice in time to come. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. That's a lot of what Kim is talking about. this morning. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Now, right there is where we're going to elaborate, and then I don't know if this is going to be a part three, but the bread of idleness is what people really don't understand. That is when, first of all, like it says, idle.
Mm-hmm.
But the bread of it is how much of the impartation. How much are you taking of being of doing nothing?
Right.
And then that's where the enemy, because the word says that too, the idle mind is the enemy's workshop.
Yes.
So if you're idle, because this word says she eateth not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. The bread of idleness, which means she don't even entertain it. She keeps it busy
mm-hmm.
all the days of her life.
Right.
So if we're idle doing nothing, nothing from nothing leaves what?
Nothing.
An unproductive life.
Yeah.
You know, and I believe that a lot of women are struggling with that. Some of it is when, you know, as I counsel women and I hear them, they talk about they don't know who they are. And that's one of the things that we're encouraging them today.
Right.
And the best way to know that is get with the one that may
you.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that's
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Most of the time we get busy doing nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely
yes.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. Don't have time to talk. Don't have time to call. Don't have time to connect. And really, you know, it's busy work.
That's it.
Busy work is not accomplishing anything. And you know, you have to, you know, thinking back when before I got into massage therapy when I worked in corporate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, it was just a whirlwind. It was like this constant chaos.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only way I could describe it. And that's when I really started to pray for balance,
mm-hmm.
pray for my passion.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
You know, and to find, pray that God would help me find my passion in life.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the beginning of this journey.
Wow.
And getting to where I am right now.
Let me ask you a question, Kim. In that, when you really, because see, God hurts your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. So when you surrender, and it don't even have to be, okay, God, I'm tired of telling you what I'm saying, and you already, it's not, it wasn't even like that, was it? It was like, you know what, Lord, this is getting me nowhere. It's just way too much,
mm-hmm.
and I only want what you have for me. And what is that? Okay, what is that? You know what I'm saying? So he heard that. A lot of people think you have to be all of this, that when you
right.
go to God, just have that conversation with him,
right.
like you did, and he heard your heart. And I'm telling you, I just really, because I've seen you flow it out. And I have, and when you really got, just stepped into that place,
mm-hmm.
not even in the unknown, but you know that this is, you're going in the right direction. You don't know what it perceives for you,
right.
but you know that it's right and it feel right, right?
Right.
So you step across that threshold, and the moment you did it seem like everything in your journey now, which is your destiny,
mm-hmm.
was smooth as butter?
Girl.
Okay. Okay.
You know, that's just a whole other thing there.
Wow.
I mean, it brings it all together because not only, yeah, smooth as butter.
Wow.
And that's what I've noticed. Everything that is of God
yeah.
is not going to have, I'm not going to have
confusion. Yeah.
Conflict.
Mm-hmm.
It just flows.
Yeah.
You know, from our moving here to, you know, finding the house that we found, not moving here to buy a house, but
right.
finding the house, putting a bid on the house, getting the house, and go, whoop, I guess we're moving the
right.
house. Right. You know, okay. Transferring jobs, move is better. You know, kids, everything, just the whole transfer over
mm-hmm.
to where we are now was just seamless.
Yeah.
And that's how I know it was,
that's
you know, only God.
And that's why I want to encourage the women today. And just whoever's listening, that when you really see God for what he has,
mm-hmm.
for Jeremiah 29:11, what his plan is for you. And when you surrender, because we just kick against the prick. We stand trying to do what we want, how we
mm-hmm.
want, and we think that that's what's best for us, and that's not what's best for us.
Right.
And when you surrender, and God will elevate you, and I'm telling you, it's almost like he takes you in the palm of his hand, he picks you up, and he places you over there. So now, hey, now go play.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Like he's doing children. You know, like we do our kids. It's
right.
the same way. You know, and just to hear that amazing testimony
yeah.
about the transition once you surrendered. Because that's what it sounded like to me,
yeah,
that you
right.
did that,
yeah.
you know. And now, I mean, I just see you walk it out every day. I've seen you grow your business from, okay, I'm gonna do this now.
Okay.
Okay. And in that too, and I just encourage people that are, you know, that have their businesses or whatever order you have of helping someone, give them plenty of room. You can't box them in, you know, and you have to really believe in their vision. And their vision no longer is your vision. You just in their vision.
Right.
And you just sow into it and you know, to help them through it. You hold their hand and be a present help. You have to do all of that. You can't do nothing, half of that.
Right.
You know, and then just to see, it makes you a proud mom. Because, you know, we have other children in our life that, and I'm not saying that you're my baby, Kim, but you are. But you really are. Okay. You know, spiritually, you know what I'm saying? You know, we're the same age, but, you know, when you just want to nurture people and, mm-hmm. and like what you were just saying earlier, you know, and how you can be, and then that's why it's so important, like I hear in your heart, you want to pay it forward.
Right.
You want to be there for somebody else. You know, nurture them. And you just have a heart for people when you be like, oh, no, they just do that. We didn't want it. They just are that. I'm just so upset. Hello, you know. And I'll be like, it's okay, Kim. You know, really, if they want it, it's there for them. If not, it's there for someone else. So just continue to be who you are in this place of nurturing in business and love and just friendship, you know, all of that. Because even as women, we struggle in that area. You know, because we've sold out to who we are. And when you care about people, you care about them. Mm-hmm. And then what you get in return is like, I can't believe, you know, how that happened.
Right.
What is that?
You know.
Yeah, you know. That's not how it was. But it's like that now. But really, it's always been like that. You know, people can really camouflage or have these hidden agendas.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, we just fret not with that. We just continue to be
here. It's not about me.
Yeah.
You know. It really is not about me, but I have to represent the kingdom.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying right there.
You know, and, you know, we all are going to fall short.
Right, amen.
You know, and it's not about being perfect.
Right.
It's about continuing to grow in his love and spirit just, and elevating him.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
And so.
And people saying the God in you. I was looking this morning at one of the shows this morning, and it was in reference to, it was on Betty and James Robinson's show, this young lady who was a Muslim, who transitioned her faith at the age of 13. She's 23 now, so it's been 10 years. And what's so horrible about that is she is on the run.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, like James was asking her, you know, okay, people going to see you. You're on the show. Okay. So, but her thing was she had wrote a book about hiding in the light. Isn't that amazing? And he was like, well, this, when you hear it, it don't sound right.
Mm-hmm.
But the way you represent it, you know, you got these people, you got like a hit out on you from your own family because of how honorable they felt and how they felt you betrayed them. But you had all this stuff that happened in your life. I think two of the main things that happened to her was when she was 5, one of her eyes was put out by her brother.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that same time, she was sexually abused by her uncle, you know. So she lived in all of this pain, you know. And then they're telling you to bow to Allah. I ain't getting no peace. So one day she was introduced by this Oriental young lady to go to church with her, and she found out about Jesus. And Jesus came into her heart. And her thing was, if you pray in the American language, God will hear you. So she began to pray to God, you know, not that God, but God, the God, you know, and just found peace and love and all those fruits of the Spirit. And now she's on national TV telling the world, I'm hiding in the light. I'm hiding, but I'm no longer in the dark hiding. I'm under the light, which is Christ. He is the light of the world. You know, just to see that, I thought, and then we got all this freedom in America, for real freedom, and then we don't even represent who we're called to represent, you know. So I just, you know, pray a hedge of protection over that young lady for the rest of her life, that she would be able to penetrate the kingdom, you know, and just be that light that she's under, that she's hiding in. So to God be the glory. So I don't even know where we're at on the time. What's going on, Anthony? We all right? Okay. So we do want to kind of get into some of our on the matching calendar. So some of this, Kim, you'll probably elaborate on. But before we do that, I would love for you to tell America what you do, where you're located, and how they can find you, girl.
Okay, I would love to do that. Well, I am Kim Spinner, and I'm the owner of True Balance Therapeutic Massage, which is located inside of the Manson's Spa at 2702 West Park Road, Pantego, Texas, 76013. We have been located there for about 2 years mm-hmm. now, almost 2 years, mm-hmm. And are seeing great success. We love sharing what we do. We have great massage therapists. Right now we're running a Mother's Day special for 1 hour massage for $45, which is regular $70. We have esthetician now on staff, and we're doing customized facials for $49, regular $75. And if you'd like to have a therapeutic massage and a facial, those are running $105, regular $165. We also have New You Teeth Whitening, which is a 30-minute LED teeth whitening for $79.99. The regular price on that is $199, and that's for all you mothers out there. We like to make it affordable for you to take care of yourself and look your best.
Yes, that is so good. So is that a whopping one price, or that's just your
– Well, that's one of the Mother's Day specials. The other one that we have – is going to be a Day of Beauty, which is a collaboration with the Mansions on Park Row. So the Day of Beauty, like I say, is in collaboration with the other business owners here. We have 1 hour massage, customized facial, mani-pedi, wash and hairstyle, and style consultation with the on-site clothing stylist and our on-site fashion designer. And a Zumba class, yes. And you're going to get all of that, which is like a $300 value plus value for $175. And that's about a 2-3 hour time span for you to come and just be loved on here at the Mansions. Some of the services you can schedule separately. So for the most part, you're going to look at least 2 hours here at the Mansion and like I say, 2 to 3 hours, depending on how you schedule.
That is amazing. Yes.
Awesome.
And thank you so much for creating that package for the whole complex. You know, just that's what I'm trying to tell y'all, America.
Yeah.
You know, that how we come together collectively, make the best decisions that we can make,
right.
You know, for the actual client or clients, and how we can bring them in and love on them. And, you know, give them the best deals. Of course, this is business, and we have to work.
Yeah.
Y'all have to pay.
Yeah.
Okay? But those introductory prices and just being able to make it affordable,
right.
You know, because most entities out there, you know, beauty and all the wellness and all that, not to say that they're not, but I tell you what, we are second to none here.
Mm-hmm.
And we have so much more to offer, and we just thank God for that. So... God is good all the time, and all the time what?
God
is
good.
So the thing that we have coming up now, even though we are on the countdown of our show this morning, is I just want to remind everyone that this is also on this coming Friday, which is May 6th. It is our new Wine Inspiration Empowerment Group. You know, we've already sent everything out on Facebook, so if you want to know anything about it, go on Facebook. If you want to RSVP, please do that so we can know how to accommodate you in the spirit of love as you come in. And it's actually the first Friday of every month. So those that want to come out and be inspired and empowered, feel free to do that. This is an amazing time for this group of women, and we pray that we will have men coming because this is not just about women. We're just doing the Virtuous Woman Teaching. See, this show is not just about women. But we do want to, as women, encourage other women. You know, in every way that we can. So that's what this is about. So we also want to be mindful in June coming up, the third Friday, we will have our treasure squat for this year, 2016. So we're going to probably chime in every 6 months with these because it makes it just so much more fun instead of it being a monthly event. So we talked to Jesus about it, and this is our direction.
Okay.
So that's what we're going with. Okay, so we also have our commercial air spotlights. If anyone is interested in advertising your business on the Mornings at the Mansion Show, feel free to contact us at themansionsonparkrow@yahoo.com, and we will definitely take care of everything and just kind of give you more insight. So feel free to do that. We also want to encourage the ones that just don't have the desire to call in and want to be a part of the Morning at the Mansion show to feel free to write in at Mornings at the Mansion here at 2700 West Park Road at Panchico, Texas, 76013. So we will correspond with you. Everything's confidential. So feel free to do that. And we are just going to just say thank you to Kim.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, for being here today. And I'm sure that you have, you know, inspired someone because you totally inspired me today. So I just thank God for you. And be ready in another few little months to come on in and talk about what the Lord has done and what he is doing in your life, you know, and in your business. And just telling those great and mighty things. And once again, thank you, Anthony, for being here. And I know you tried to be behind the scenes today, but that did not work. Okay. I appreciate you, ladies, so much for being such a powerful influence here on this complex.
Thank you.
I really do. So, America, we're going to chime out of this session, and more than likely we're going to have a part three and hear conclusively what the Lord has to say. But we're going to sell out today with the antidote of Asaba. So feel free to go on iTunes, check her out. And, oh, yeah, I want to mention this quickly. The first weekend in June, 34th and 5th, I believe, we're having our first annual yard sale here at the Mansions on Park Row. So definitely look at her. Check us out on Facebook. We'll be doing a lot of posting and all the things that we have coming up. This is going to be major. It's going to be like a whole mansion. So it's probably about 25, 30 women here that's going to chime in. So we're going to have some great, good stuff. So feel free to come out on. So we have, what, one whole month to prepare.
Yes.
So get ready. So we're going to hear what Asaba has to say, and we will see you guys next week. Love you.
Complete when I'm with you. Curiosity for you drew me into your world. My mind's so amazed by the words you speak. Feel so safe in your arms. All my fears melt away, but in my ear, gotta know.